Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Passing the Mamdani numbers, what does AOC's future have in store? Can Chuck Schumer hold on? All this and a great deal more analysis on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Oh, Florida Man. When Florida Man is like the most decent person lately, I don't know. A Florida woman stole from clients while working as a maid and even sent money to herself through Venmo, say deputies. Oh, my goodness. So I'm just going to say she looks like she's had a rough life, King.
Yeah.
She looks like she's had a little, why did this, here it is. This Florida woman, Kayla Connor, Flagler County. She's only 38. Do you see that?
What in the world?
Hard living. She is accused of fraud, theft-related crimes, pickpocketing. She has been stealing from people 65 years age or older, all kinds of stuff. She ended up being charged. She said apparently she was stealing identification debit cards from like elderly widows. How horrible is this? And also taking checkbooks from widowers, etc., and trying to write bad checks, things like that, with their checkbooks. And she ended up getting caught. She's going to go to jail for a while. You got to be careful of the people that you work with, really. There is a woman. Let's see. I want a really good one. That's not too bad. This lady would. She was accused of helping to steal 12 rental cars while she worked at a rental center. And the story here, this is in Fort Lauderdale. 24-year-old woman, she worked with three other men to steal. This sounds like Fast and Furious. Slow and Angry is what it's called. So 12 cars from her. She was working as security. Security. It was the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport's car rental center. Savannah Phillips, she was arraigned on 13 felony charges related to a dozen cars being stolen from the Hertz parking garage. And they finally busted her. They arrested her at her home, actually, just the end of last month. So she's got I think they're still looking for some of the other guys that she was working with. So let's see here. Oh, this one is a winner. Chicken dinner. WFTV. Arrested Orange County firefighter is accused of throwing over 100 tampons into her ex's yard. I really want a cane. I need you to really pay attention to her hair and her mugshot. It's quite literally two-toned. Half of her hair is black. Half of it's bleached blonde.
Yeah.
Not making it up. Gabrielle Franzi, a firefighter from Orange County, was put on paid leave. She apparently threw over 100 tampons into her ex's yard, and they have like security footage. That's the hairstyle. It's so gross. They were used. Yes, they were used. That's all I'm going to say. We got third hour next. Kel-Tec, the KS7 Gen 2 shotgun. This is a newer offering from Kel-Tec. And if you are unfamiliar with their shotguns, this one particularly is really compact. It's really designed for easy maneuverability as well. And it is, you know, they describe it as the next evolution in home defense. It's packed with upgrades. You have a 5-slot Picatinny style rail, so you can add vertical grips, lights, keep it flush and sleek if you want. It's a smoother pump action for a faster, cleaner cycling, which also enhances durability. All of the original KS7 advantages are there: the ultra lightweight, the compact bullpup design, the ambidextrous downward shell ejection, all of that 7+1 capacity, home defense, range days, anytime in between, and MSRP is only $639. So it's bringing all of that performance well within affordability. KELTEC is how to spell it. KelTecWeapons.com. It's the KS7 Gen 2. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior.
Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Can we talk for a minute about this insane story? Because we're talking about the left's culture of violence. The Kavanaugh assassin. I know you guys saw this story over the weekend. It is truly stunning, I think, what people can get away with. This guy, Nicholas Roski. It's amazing that this is a story. He got a shorter sentence for trying to kill Brett Kavanaugh because he's trans. And the media has been describing him as a woman. An actual woman. The judge said of the convict's mom that affirmed his gender identity, quote, "I am heartened that this terrible infraction has helped the Roski family accept their daughter for who she is." It's a literal dude. He's an actual man who did this. And he was supposed to go up. He was supposed to have a much harsher sentence. And I have no idea how this didn't happen. He got a shorter sentence than the guy that the judge sentenced last month for wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. A guy submitted fraudulent CARES Act unemployment insurance claims. And wow. So Nicholas Roski got 97 months in prison. That's what his lawyers asked for. Sentencing guidelines called for 30 years per Luke Rosiak. But she pretty much undid most of the terrorism enhancement. This guy could be out in 4 years. Deborah Boardman is the judge who was appointed by Joe Biden. This is the guy that Juan is showing you on the simulcast if you're watching the radio show. That NBC News and all of the media have called a woman. That's a whole woman. Yeah, that you're supposed to think that that's a woman.
Oh,
I am amazed by this. And one of the things that they were considering with it, he says the guy insists that he goes by the name Sophie. All the mainstream media outlets are indulging him. Guy from California, remember, he tried to kill Brett Kavanaugh. And he only recently ever began identifying as a woman. And this is where it gets even like trickier. Daily Wire had this piece back at the beginning of the month where they get into how he now identifies as transgender, according to legal filings. Right. So the guy who attempted to kill Kavanaugh was saying that I'm a woman now. The court documents that were obtained by Daily Wire. And this is right before his sentencing. This is all very recent. I feel like he just decided to do this to try to get a lighter sentence. He only got 8 years. He was supposed to get 30. And he got 8 years. The guy was like, had all kinds of implements to like murder a million ways, Brett Kavanaugh, in addition to his firearm that he illegally obtained. 97 months in prison, 8 years in 1 month. And the judge said that she felt that Roski had shown remorse for his actions. And then she referred to Roski as a woman. and said he should, she ordered him to a lifetime of supervised release. And he has not even changed his name legally. So this is the other thing that's really weird to me. He has not even changed his name legally. He just asked to be called Sophie. And the judge decided to comply and indulge him. Kane, if you went to court and you decided to change your name but not change it legally, and you asked the court to, can you identify me by this made-up thing I'm identifying only as recently, how do you think that would go for you?
They'd be like, no, your legal name, sir.
But he gets, this is like a, two tiers of justice. He's getting special assistance because he's pretending to be a woman. And he even admitted he wanted to reshape the Supreme Court in 2022. I mean, I am, wow. The guy, he was going to break into Kavanaugh's home, kill him, and then kill himself. And he was charged under his legal name, but I don't know if they're going to go back and change the documents or what and try to call him back. By his, I don't, because now the judge is referring to him as a different name and a different sex. They wanted 30 years in prison. He had all he was going to, he was going to break in, restrain, and kill him. And some of the implements and other reporting, he was going to torture him. He took a cab directly from the airport to Kavanaugh's house. And it wasn't until he saw Kavanaugh's U.S. Marshals detail that he began walking away. This is the other thing that makes me mad. The judge said, let me pull this quote up. The judge was crediting him for walking away. Literally credited him in her remarks for walking. The only reason he walked away is because there were armed marshals stationed outside of Kavanaugh's house. That is the only reason this guy walked. He didn't walk because he had a change of heart. He didn't walk because he grew a conscience. He walked because he saw that there were armed U.S. marshals outside of Brett Kavanaugh's house. That's the only reason why he walked away. It wasn't because he suddenly turned into a good guy. That's just, I felt like this judge was babying him this entire time. Well, I mean, I don't feel like that. That's what this judge has done. So instead of 30 years, he gets 8 years. And then now, you know, they are indulging him. She also said, too, that she doesn't view him as a risk to public safety. But I don't understand that, because you said he should have supervised release. So what does that even mean? This judge is all over the place. She's a garbage judge. This is just a really, just a bad judge. And it just is amazing the lawlessness and disorder from this. And so think about this. This case, then you have the case, as we were talking about, the Virginia Democrat AG nominee who had all of these evil texts talking about killing someone else's kids. It's horrible. And then you have more attacks against federal immigration officers. In Illinois, the governor called them, quote, jackbooted thugs. J.B. Pritzker he's chomping at the bit to create a national fight between himself and Trump, right? He, I think, is feeling a little jealous of Gavin Newsom, and so he's trying to put himself in that position. He called them, quote, jackbooted thugs, and SecWar and POTUS have ordered National Guard troops, you know, to go out and protect ICE agents that are under assault. Pritzker has sued to try to stop it. And then you have attacks on federal vehicles with rocks and bottles in Chicago. Local police were told to stand down. I don't know if some of the video I can't play because, I mean, it's just F word, screaming it. And all you'll be able to, I mean, you can just, you know, they're hitting them with destroying vehicles, attacking ICE agents, etc. So I want you to think of all of this. All of this literally has happened within the past several days that it's come out. to say nothing of what happened last month. And then the attacks on ICE agents, the attempts on POTUS. This culture of violence on the left, and then Democrats had a chance. They had a chance in Virginia to make an example of how to control the tone on their own side, because they are demanding that Trump, you need to control your tone. They're demanding that J.D. Vance, he has to control his tone, all of these lawmakers. But when it comes to cleaning up their own side, they backed Jay Jones. They offered no condemnation of a single one of his remarks. Not a single one. Culture of violence, indeed. If you're looking to create a stable financial future, consider Noble Gold Investments. Gold and silver are tangible assets, not just numbers on the screen, with thousands of years of trust behind them. Gold IRAs let you hold real assets in tax-deferred or tax-free retirement accounts. Noble Gold is the number one ranked gold IRA company for 4 years running, handling over $2.5 billion in precious metal transactions. And here's what's to like about Noble Gold. Their U.S.-based team is available 6 days a week, providing personalized and consistent service. Pricing is clear with no hidden fees or fine print. Whether you're setting up a gold IRA or making a direct purchase, they make it simple. You even get a photo of your actual metals. Hundreds of thousands of happy customers come back and refer others because of Noble Gold's helpful, informed, and straightforward approach. Open a new IRA or cash account now and receive a free 10-ounce silver flag bar plus a silver American Eagle proof coin. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
A New Jersey-bound plane was forced to divert after an unruly passenger wearing over a dozen face masks. Like, on his face, over a dozen, on Seth Evans's, well, Seth Evans is the fellow passenger. He's the guy who told the Minnesota Star Tribune that this guy was wearing over a dozen face masks. I don't even know how that happens. And that he just immediately started screaming after the plane took off for Newark. It landed in Chicago because the guy began screaming, the plane is going down. It was total chaos. Then he said he was being gang chased by gay people and that he was being radiated and cooked by the gays and that the gays were giving him the cancer. I don't know if it was like specifically gay cancer or just like regular kind. And he was wearing no less than the quote from the guy, no less than 15 masks over his mouth. And man. And then after they got him buckled down, he played some Candy Crush. Just, I don't know. I love that that's like a big component of the article. I'm like, oh, well, it changes the tone of everything, I guess. Mark Sanchez, former quarterback and NFL commentator, was arrested after a stabbing in Indianapolis. So there's a stabbing incident early Saturday morning, according to local law enforcement. The Indianapolis Metro Police Department, they released a statement saying that Sanchez was stabbed just after midnight And then they said that they arrested him for his alleged role in the incident. This is like a very confusing story. But then it gets even more confusing. So Twitchy has this rundown if you want to dive down the rabbit hole. So he's in the hospital. And they said he was stabbed. He's in the hospital in stable condition. And everyone was wishing him, you know, best wishes. And then they said they had also arrested him while he was at the hospital for battery with injury, unlawful entry of a motor vehicle, and public intoxication. Apparently, he was the aggressor in the incident that led to him being stabbed. The report said that it began when he confronted a 69-year-old food delivery driver over a parking space. And then apparently, according to the driver and police, Sanchez began to beat him. The man tried to escape, used pepper spray. Apparently, that didn't work. And then he said that he used a knife in self-defense. Police reviewed the security camera footage and said that the man has facial injuries, too, and it's all consistent. His story is consistent. So he's being charged with all kinds of stuff. It's not worth your life, guys. It is not worth your life. Taylor Swift's article is being hailed as a masterpiece of cringe. I just want to know why she ripped off Pam Anderson. Because Pam Anderson did The Last Showgirl and totally nailed it. And now Taylor Swift is doing The Showgirl. So I don't know. I haven't heard it. I'm not going to pass judgment. It's just not my jam. And I don't want to invalidate music just because I don't think it's my jam and think that it's bad just because it's not my particular style. But I don't know. All the women of the world are fighting over it, and I can't find anything that I could care less about other than this story. I really don't. Apparently, marine mammals are dying in record numbers on the California coast. Everything is being blamed but California and California's pollution and Gavin Newsom and algae blooms and heat blobs and all kinds of stuff. We have a lot more on the way. Stick with us. Also, Steak and Shake turning domestically. I got some culture headlines for you. They've announced that they're installing the tallest and biggest American flag that local governments will allow at every restaurant across the country.
Yeah.
So they've got beef tallow.
Yeah.
And then they're doing flags.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Man, they are really doubling down against, what was it? Oh my gosh, I can't think of the name of it. The restaurant that just had the remake.
And it was horrible. Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, they're going to their roots.
Famous for steak burgers and beef tallow fries.
Yeah, ooh. That's how it used to be back in the day. That's what McDonald's used
to
use.
I have to order this tonight for dinner.
Until they, you know, found out it was cheaper to use seed oils that are much more harmful for you physically.
I think I'm going to have to get this.
Yeah, I think Steak and Shake should be a weekly thing now.
What did you say about their fries? How did you describe their fries?
They're little skinny little things.
Little adorable little skinny
little. Yeah, skinny little.
Little shoestring. Little
I didn't say that fries. Exactly, but yeah. Skinny little ones.
They're good. I like the fries that you can spear with a fork a bunch at a time.
Yeah.
And dip in cheese.
Yep. Oh, the cheese sauce.
Good. Oh. I just turned into that emoji. Oh. So, the drooling emoji. Sorry. The other thing, let's see here. So, Disney, check this headline. Thin-skinned Disney boss Bob Iger he was said to have reinstated Kimmel because the cancellation began threatening his social life. I've read this in a couple different places now. He was alarmed by Hollywood's reaction to Kimmel's suspension. So see, now they're stuck with this guy. They're stuck with this albatross. I think it's hysterical. There was a host committee of women in media. And they had a fundraiser and they were considering pulling out of this fundraiser because of it. And apparently it was affecting his socialization in Hollywood. And Eisner blasted Kimmel's suspension, saying, where has all the leadership gone? Well, that's former Disney boss Michael Eisner. He said that apparently stung him the most. So he really just didn't want his social life to be impacted. That's real leadership. Let me tell you, talk about bending the knee. Good heavens. That's just, and Eisner had blasted it, saying if it wasn't for university presidents, etc., just asinine. So that tells you, I feel like that they were going to cut ties with Kimmel anyway. And they were looking for an out. And then they took this because they thought it would work. And then he wasn't prepared for a plan B. And then this happened. Meanwhile, Jimmy Kimmel will not stop whining about it. Right. So apparently nobody, notice how there hasn't been any other headlines about Kimmel or any other cuts about his monologues or anything, because apparently that's all he's done. He has continued, it's been written, to relentlessly complain about his show's brief suspension. Every night he just bitches and moans about it. Every single night. Nobody knows because nobody's watching. They're all done. Do you think they're going to cancel him again, Kane? This time actually for bad ratings?
I mean, they've had...
They're worse than what they were.
Yeah, they've had an excuse already with bad ratings. They're losing a ton. Look what happened with Stephen Colbert. He's losing the company $40 million a year. They cannot sustain it as a business. So yeah, eventually it'll have to come to that.
I don't know.
Or he'll have to get funny. It's like one of those two.
And in the meantime, Dave Chappelle, he was performing at a Saudi comedy festival. And now I don't dislike Dave Chappelle. I think sometimes he can be chaos neutral, but I think it's situational. He was blasted for saying that he had more free speech. He was at the Riyadh Comedy Festival. And he said, quote, right now in America, they say if you talk about Charlie Kirk, that you'll get canceled. He said, I don't know if that's true, but I'm going to find out. And wait, if he thinks that the speech is freer over there, try talking about the royal family or Muhammad.
Right.
Because it's illegal. You can't criticize them over there. You'll get arrested. Doesn't matter if you're a Saudi or not. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. So let's just, if he really wanted to like be ballsy and make a joke about free speech, see how far you can take it, Dave. Mm-hmm. Just make an innocuous joke about the royal family.
Yeah. I mean, I see the point he was making. Like, I don't think he was literally saying that, but there are certain things that are said in the public square here in the United States that get a lot of pushback from the left, and that doesn't make it unfree to say. It just means that there's extra consequences for that free speech.
Now remember, Saudi law, you are not allowed to challenge directly or indirectly the religion or the king or the crown prince or the royal family. And it is illegal to cast doubts on the fundamentals of Islam. That's all illegal.
I have doubts.
Yeah. And I just felt like that was a misrepresentation of what actually happened. So I don't know. Am I going to freak out about it like Trans Tifa did? No. But I just think it's funny. These people that are like, they go to places where you actually can't say things, and then they're like, you can't say anything in America. Just stop.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
This was super interesting, and especially to see that everything can lead to something else, like a cooking led you to be, you know, the founder, the president of a business, and even like your activities in high school, middle school, like led to this moment.
Adeline, what are you looking to do with the rest of your life? You have a sense of that?
No, not really, but I'm exploring a lot of interests right now, and I enjoy music and languages, so I think maybe something in that area.
Brett, somebody that's interested in languages and music, you think there's any hope for them?
Oh my gosh. I mean, in our world today, everybody speaks different languages, and they work with people that speak different languages, they have different cultures. That's great.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.